Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello to everyone. I'm very, very, very happy to be here with you in Fuji, where I was raised when I was a child. And so I'm very happy to have this panel about French science fiction. So I will let the panelists introduce each other, themselves. And then we start with contemporary French science fiction. Go Sybille.
Hello, I'm Sybille Marchetto. I'm a writer, a publisher, and a director of Festival Nice Fiction. I'm here with my daughter Amber because my English is not very good and she's my traductor. Translator.
My name is Anu Karnal. I'm a reader, I'm a fan. I'm also a small publisher of SF Academics, SF Studies, and small on books, on French books, and some old dead writers. I am also from Nice, from the south of France.
Okay. Thank you. I am Hugo Bellagamba. I am a French writer. I organize some events about science fiction convention, national convention in France this year. And so we are four French. And there is another French which is with us. It's Giulio Cesare Giorgini, who is hiding in the a creator of, he's a writer too, he creates a role-playing game too, and he writes with me some criticism about science fiction too, and about intelligence, artificial intelligence too. So thank you very much. So we try to make a horizon about French science fiction, and I start, and you speak whenever you want, okay? So, the first thing is, yes, science fiction in France exists.
No.
Yes, it exists. And it lives.
It lives.
Yeah, it lives. So, we forget Jules Verne and we speak about the 20 and 21st century. So, something changed in France at the end of the 20th century with some books. who made science fiction in France exist as a group, as a community. I have chosen some of these books, and I will introduce after the authors, French authors. So there are some collected stories about French authors. Ayerdal, who published Genesis, it was in 1996. Then we have two collected stories, Escale sur l'horizon and Escale 2001, who were prepared by Serge Lehmann and Sylvie Denis. Sylvie Denis, who created two review donc Cyber Dreams in the late years of the 20th century. So these books has changed everything because they made exist a group and a community of writers. It doesn't mean that there weren't writers before, of course. There were a lot of writers in the 50s, in the 60s, after the Second World War, of course, but this book has made a community realize she was existing, she was real. If you want to add something about these books, anthology?
It was something about a new generation coming from after the 60s and the 70s. We had quite a little more politics or a little more influenced directly by the States. We knew have a new generation of science fiction, French science fiction writer, writing from the French culture, what we have done. So and most of them are still alive and still thriving just now.
Yes. Want to add something? For instance, I am 48 now, and in the late years of the 20th century, I realized that there were French authors of science fiction. When I was younger, I only read American authors. And so I didn't even know. I know some names, some famous names like Jean-Pierre Andrevon, Philippe Curval, Michel Jury, of course. But I didn't know that young authors, French authors, exist. So this book has changed everything.
And there was anthology. We talk about short stories and reviews and magazines.
Yeah, exactly. In the same years, to build a new generation of writers in France, we had some magazine who were born, and it's very interesting. They were born in the same time, exactly in the same time. It was the year 1996. In 1996, you have Bifrost, and in the same time, Galaxy. Who are now still the two main, magazines.
Prozine in France.
Yeah, in France. And we have two, also fiction, and Sibylle Marchetto created in the same years Les Vagabonds du Rêve, The Wanderer of Dreams. You want to say something about Les Vagabonds?
Non.
In 2000, there was indeed an explosion of French science fiction. Most of the publishing houses of today were created at that time.
And these books and these magazines has changed because readers in France usually think that the science fiction was completely an American way of writing. And with this magazine, we started to make people and make readers, young readers, realize that there was a lot of possibilities. And most of all, there was possibilities to become a writer. And in fact, I am part of this generation who realized in the late years of the 20th century, it was possible to become a writer, science fiction writer, and being French. In the same time, okay? So it was a magazine with editorial, comment on dit editorial?
Critics, reviews, and you got
critics.
more fundamental articles on, on about history, interviews, and some science fiction convention review.
And for instance, Bifrost, which is a magazine directed by Olivier Girard, has made a lot of special issue about big and huge legacy of American author, but in the same time, he used to publish young author, young French author. And in Galaxy, Pierre Gévard, first Stéphanie Nicot and then Pierre Gévard, used to publish a lot of young authors too in the same time. So these two magazines has made completely change the le paysage, change the game, change the game. Of science fiction in France. So now it seems to be a long time ago, but I remember this time like with when I was in love, you know. It's like the same thing. Yes, it was. I was young and I believe, and I still believe. Okay, so this is some faces I've chosen for you of French science fiction authors. So I have a game to you and to my panelists. So first, who in this room recognize one French author? Three. Francesco is the best. And then Ian MacDonald. Francesco, who do you recognize? Yes. Yes. Utopia. Jeanne A. Debat.
The black.
Joel. Here. Pierre Bordage. Yes. And Ian MacDonald, of course, he recognized Pierre Bordage and
Thomas Day.
Thomas Day, yes, of course. Thomas Day, you met a lot of times in Nantes, in the Utopials. I will speak about the Utopials. So now, second game, I ask you to choose one of these authors and say some words about his work, her work or his work.
I will take the easy one, because in the middle, Laurent Genefort, I just won the ESF award in Belfast 2 years ago for the best novel, because he wrote a special trilogy, space opera trilogy. And I succeeded in explaining how it was a very good French science fiction talking about space and space opera. So we got a European award winner just in the middle, which is, his name is Laurent Genefort.
Okay, Sybille, it's up to you.
Estelle Fay,
en noir et blanc.
The one in black and white here. She's a new generation of female French writer. For a long time, we had a lot of trouble getting female writers in the.
Le milieu était très sexiste.
It was a very sexist
community.
So it took a long time for female writers to get in, and she's part of that new generation.
Yeah, and so these authors are not only authors, they are actors, members of a family. I don't know how is it in Italy, or I don't know how is it in every country on Eurocon here, but we are a family. And like all families, we are not completely get agree each with each other every time. But that's a very huge sense of community we create the French science fiction group.
And many of them are also not only writer but translator or publisher or anthologies. Like, you know, Sylvie Denis is the second on the, from the your right, and Joël Ventrebert was the one of the most French famous now, because she was an anthologist in the 80s. Building the story that Hugo talked about. She's also one of the very best French writer. So, and Lionel Davoust is a translator. So, and Jill is a publisher. So many role in the SF science fiction because of economic reason, of course. You need to live and you need to have another income, but also because it's all a part of an integrated phenomenon.
And I will add my word about Heyerdahl, who unfortunately has left this world now. He was one of the most talented and gifted French author, with very strong political beliefs too. And he makes a lot of space opera novels, very, very nice, very, very interesting. And he was the one who created the first anthology I show you before, Genesis, about this this year on the late 20th century.
I can cheat. You got the second from the right. Got Sylvie Lenné, which it is maybe one of the best short story writer. Every one of them is a real jewel. Very good writing and very innovative idea. So she may be our best short story writer just now.
And now we have go. You want to add something? Yeah. Go. And I wanted to say that now we have a huge diversity in France. Diversity of style, diversity of gender, of course, and diversity of what science fiction is becoming now. There is a new generation, a new generation I didn't show you here. Young female authors, most of them, Cécile Duquesne and a lot of them, who are less than 30 years old.
Émilie Kerbalec, which is the French nomination for the best novel this year. And it is a Japan-inspired book because she was born there and she grew up there. But she's French and now she lives in France. And it's a very good big book saying Quitter les mondes de l'automne. And this book is about memoryless in a society, in an interstellar empire, where the writing words have disappeared and is forbidden. So how you can keep a civilization without any writing? So that's a very new book that was a very big success last year in France for the first book for a new French as a writer.
Good, thanks. And of course, each current of science fiction now, like solar punk, start to be represented even in French science fiction. I mean, that's not because we are French, we will not be able to embrace our culture, finally. So I'm proud to say that because we know each other with Francesco, he came in this fiction, and so it's very, very important to say that. So now we have a family. We have editors, we have publishers, we have a lot of new publishers who were born in the very last years. And we have also big events. I mean, never a Worldcon has been held till now in France. Everyone of you knows that. And just two times perhaps, a Eurocon was in France. Four. The last was in Amiens, in the north of France, in 2018. So we have created also a calendar of big or little events to share this time all together in France, like here in Eurocon. So first we have the National Convention of French Author of Science Fiction. This one was one of the first in 1975. And the Bluecon, I am proud to say, I organized it with Giulio Cesare Giorgini and a huge team. It's the Bluecon this year. And of course, we have two big festivals I wanted to share with you. The Utopials of Nantes, Ian MacDonald knows already. He has been there several times, I remember. So the Utopia of Nantes, it's a very big festival in France with a very international programmation. And we have Nice Fiction, created by Sybille Marchetto 7 years ago. It was the first one was in 2015. And you can say perhaps some some words about the spirit of Nice Fiction.
There is a French tradition of festivals with games, science,
literature,
literature.
And il y a des festivals dans le nord. Il y avait pas de festival dans le sud.
There was a lot of festivals in the north of France, but few in the south.
À partir de Lyon, il y a plus d'événements.
Below Lyon, there is nothing.
Oui, un truc qui. On a créé donc.
So we created this fiction to have a festival in France. At the cross section of France and Italy.
Je suis trop embarrassée, moi, pour
moi. Nice Fiction is also concentrated on short stories. So it was the beginning of the.
Oui.
The beginning of the festival was short stories.
In France, novel get all the attention, but short stories get left off the sidelines. There is a lot of short stories writers, but they don't sell much, so they are not very well known.
Yeah, and I would like to say that there is another reason to speak about this fiction created by Sibylle. It was during the COVID crisis. It was the only festival who has been held completely in distance online. It's very important because all of the other festival in France has just said, okay, we cannot organize this year. And Sibylle has said, no, we organize and we do it online.
Every one of them was canceled or postponed. But the only virtual one that we could have in French, not in English, not in every, it was Nice Fiction. And you can still can see all the videos on YouTube. So there's a whole body of work that you make.
In the following years, it will let the international community follow the festival. And we have interviews, intervention in English, discussions, thanks to the technologies.
Okay, and I would like to say too that there are a lot of other festivals too. For instance, the Imaginal in Épinal, which is more fantasy festival, but it's a very important one, and it's held by Stéphanie Nico. Which is also the publisher, who was also the publisher of Galaxy magazines. So this panel was to show you what exists in France, and it's very hard for us and very emotional moment to be here because we are only five French in WorldCon in six with Julio. And of course, yes. Oh, Hélène, you should. Hélène, could you rise, please? Yes, you are.
Hélène is an anthologist.
We have another French author, is Hélène Marchetto.
She's a writer and an anthologist.
She's a writer. She's an anthologist. And she's very talented, too. So it's very important for us to say that because we wanted to take part of the world community of world science fiction. And I know, Francesco, and the world you are making for it's very wonderful for us. So thank you very much. If you have some questions about another thematics or about another authors in France, we can answer. Yes?
I would like to know which of the French authors have been translated in other languages.
Not so many. There's some of the old ones, you know, that Gérard Klein or Philippe Kerval or Michel Jarry are translated in the 70s. On these ones, Some short stories were in the best of anthology in the States. Jean-Claude Dugnac, Sylvie Lenné was translated, but not so many. So we got a whole world. Sometimes it's I think there's some German translation, but France is quite a close country. I mean, we only have less than 10 here. It's more than any other European outside France that we have been to. So we have to be more open to the world.
In France...
Yes. Thanks to Francesco Verso. Yes.
And we have another Francophone convention organized. that you can talk about the French science fiction from abroad, from outside, what you can know about it and heard about. Invite at LexCon.
I'm from Luxembourg and I live 200 meters from the French border. We are technically all speaking four languages. The problem is that no Luxembourger likes French because it's really hard and our prosecutors in the school are really mean and you have to have COAs and COAs and conjugate the participe passé and know all your tenses. And all that stuff. So when it comes to Luxembourgish authors who could very well write in French, some do, but none of the science fiction writers or fantastic writers will voluntarily choose to write French because there's also this idea of, oh, my French is not good enough to write in French, and if my French teacher reads what I'm writing, then they're going to think I write French, so no, this is not wrong. There is PTSD there, you know. Our Luxembourgish students in Vietnam, basically. Something I was going to mention later when I talk about LuxCon, it's funny that when we launched LuxCon, the French writers we were trying to invite thought that Luxembourg was German school. And the German writers that we tried to invite thought that Luxembourg was French speaking. And so it was really hard. To this day, it is really hard to make sure that, or to convince French writers to come to LuxCon, even though there is a large French speaking populace. It's 130,000 French people cross the border every day to come to Luxembourg to work.
Raymond Millésie. Yeah, Thionville.
Raymond Millésie is the one that is responsible for the good French National Convention. Yes, make sure that they are well chosen and well organized.
I confirm.
And.
In France, it's very difficult because our generation don't mal appris français, l'anglais.
They were taught English very poorly in school. Mm.
As you see.
Even from, I had to learn English for myself, so then they only had access to the French school system.
Et du coup, la France a été très isolée.
So in consequence, France is very isolated from the international community.
Et du coup, on essaie de travailler là-dessus, mais on part avec un...
So now we are working on it, but we're starting with a handicap.
But the French National Convention is usually in France, but it's been many times in Belgium, once in Canada, Quebec. So we got a francophonic view of the French science fiction. Belgium and Swiss.
Yes, we need a francophony convention. Yeah.
Just about to ask that question. Is there a big connection between French science fiction and the rest of the francophone world in West Africa and in Canada? Is there much crossover?
Yes,
It's easier with the closest country. I mean, you can say if a right can be a Belgium or French one. We don't know the difference. Ayerdal lived in Brussels and so, but it's more difficult with Quebec Canada because of the publishing. They're published in Quebec, and so books are imported. Some of them are published in France. Jean-Louis Trudel, and Yves Ménard make book in with French publisher. Elisabeth von Arbourg made the transition between France and Quebec. But it's a little more difficult with them, and with Africa, they began to organize themselves as African science fiction. And one of him is one of the writer is a French, but it was only one at the time. It's called Mame, which is a French African as a writer, Senegal. Senegal. Yeah. But so it's more European, and then we have contact, but very loose contact with other part of the French, the Francophonic.
Yeah, but that's a shame because we could. If we wanted really, we could create a Francophonie community too, in the same time, a network, yes, thank you, a network in Francophonie. And probably it will be the next step to make a wide community exist. And I would like to add, because I am a researcher too about science fiction, I write sometimes about science fiction, and they are very gifted, more than me, very gifted researcher about science fiction, for instance, the man who would have should have been here, it's Simon Bréant. He's a specialist of history of science fiction in France. And he writes a book, he writes a lot of articles, he traveled to speak all around the world. So we have, it's very important to understand that we have a real culture of science fiction. It's not only the legacy of Jules Verne, you know, it's really a love and an understanding of science fiction values and meanings in France. It's very strong. And we read all the books you write. We have all the translations that come in France. And we know very well what is worldwide science fiction now. The only thing is for us to going out of France, it's still little art. Okay. Another questions, perhaps?
So you said that you get translation from other languages. So you had the Chinese, Japanese.
No.
No.
Not all. Not. We started to have since, for instance, Liu Xingqin was invited, you know, but it's Liu Xingqin. It's not the young authors, Chinese author. You translate.
And we have very little number of translators from other language than English. Mm. That's the problem. We have specialized in science fiction. I mean, many authors from over the world are translated in French, but not always science fiction related or science fiction specific. Specific. So we Chinese now, we got one man doing all the Chinese translation, and it's very good, a very good one. And so, It's right to open Spanish is quite covered. Italian, Jacques Barbieri has translated many books, but we still don't have what you have done. Looking out in different countries and trying to translate the best of our books.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have Francesco Verso, you know. We need a French Francesco Verso. Where is it? I don't know. Perhaps some, I don't know, but we need.
But I know you are building relationship. I mean, between Utopia, for example, and Shenzhen, and China, you're building the connection between festival because their festivals are really wonderful. So I think that's the way you have channels. You need to, you know, boost the signal.
Thanks. Thanks. Okay, Sybille, you want to add something?
And so we started a bit late because France started close on itself culturally. So We have a lot of catching up.
Donc on est en train de rattraper, mais.
And we came a long way because there was a really dry spell in the 80s, at the end of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s. And we come back, many publishing houses just fall down and closure. And so we just come after that with as we say, new voice and new generation. And it was always difficult to put French science fiction or French speaking, French writing. Author, so now we begin to open up to the more to the rest of the world. The rest of the world.
Was there a reason for the 80s causing suffering in French?
We had a very golden age in the 70s with many, as we say, magazine and publishing house. There was a book could sell 10,000 without any problem. It was not bestseller. A bestseller was 200 was 100 thousand. There's a big mag that the one Joël it became an annual anthology. It used to be a monthly a magazine, just because it was just under 50,000 selling for a magazine. So, and there was a massive paperback industry with Fleuve Noir and many low-cost production, popular science fiction. And then everything go down in the 80s. There was people who tried to do new projects, and then not enough new readers to buy the things. So we just had a big low at that time. And then passionate and fan, and when we say the first magazine you saw, Galaxy and Bifrost, were founded by really fan. It was pro, but the heart was fandom. And then they grew up again, and they raised the people surviving from the 70s. and they wrote their first book at the end of the in the 80s. I mean, Ayerdal and another writer began then. But they really became good and important writers in the 90s and the 200. And Pierre Bordage was very important at that time because Les guerriers du silence, the Silence Warrior, was a very big space French space opera. It was a real beginning, saying to the French writer, you can leave all the politics and you can have a new project and be ambitious with your science fiction. And we miss a name here. We miss Roland Wagner, and Roland Wagner from the 80s. Until his death, his tragic death in 2012 in an accident, he was one of the main and the major science fiction French science fiction voice, very important. He was a translator, translating one Spinrad and Baxter, but he was also a young writer, a young fan, and a young writer. And then he made his last book was his masterwork. It's called Rêve de Gloire. And if you read French, you must read Rêve de Gloire, which is now in paperbacks. And it was Algerian uchrony. And it's a whole world. It's a whole world in itself. And and Roland Wagner also not only was also a critic and a very knowing people. And he just brought up new readers and new fans and new writers to the science fiction culture, with writing in game magazines and expanding the reach of the science fiction culture to everybody. So Roland Wagner and Rêve de Gloire is the name that I couldn't.
Yeah.
he was
I had to
he was in the shadow of this this slide because it was too difficult perhaps. I would like to add just one thing. Xavier Dolot, which is a young young author, is on the completely on the left side, right side, sorry, and he right side for you. And he created a comics history of science fiction. It's an history of world science fiction, and now it's translated in the United States too. So he started to teach
sort of
about story
between,
of science
fiction. Comics and graphic novel.
Very nice, very,
and,
very
from
nice.
The from the beginning, you, yeah. You follow Vernon Wells until the 50s and the 60s. And it's not only American science fiction,
yeah.
But
world science fiction.
But there's also there's not only the English, but also the French science fiction and the 20th French science fiction, but also the world science fiction, especially the. In the end, so it's a very new book about science fiction history from the point of view of a French young writer.
He should have been here today, but
yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think we're quite finished now, so there's time for last question if you want, or otherwise. Thank you to my panelists, and thank you to everyone.
Avete ascoltato Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache della galassia, da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafidi, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof Massimo De Santo. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificast.it. Su Facebook alla pagina Fantascientificast, su Twitter sul profilo @Fantascicast, sul nostro canale Telegram t.me/Fantascientificast, sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/FSCcommunity. Se siete particolarmente timidi, potete utilizzare la vecchia, cara e affidabile posta elettronica scrivendoci all'indirizzo redazione@Fantascientificast.it. Tutte le puntate sono disponibili sul nostro sito, su Apple iTunes, su Spotify e su Podbean all'indirizzo podcast.fantascientificas.it. Se volete, potete lasciarci una valutazione a 5 stelle su Apple iTunes ed offrirci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, sostenendoci tramite una donazione PayPal utilizzando l'apposito pulsante sul nostro sito. Fantascientificast è una produzione amatoriale. Non si intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. Autorizzazione SIAE 5612I5359. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Alexa 4 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento alla prossima puntata lungo la rotta di Kessel.
Settimo simbolo inserito nel computer. Blocco 1 pronto. Blocco 1 posizionato.
Potenza erogata 23%. Così.
Blocco 2 è pronto.
Attivato.
Blocco 2 posizionato.
Siamo al 35%.
Arme rosse, evacuare l'area intorno allo Stargate.
Liberate l'area, torniamo da voi, chiudo le porta.
Andiamo, sbrigate.
C'era quello sotto la grande pietra?
Sì. Mio padre lo trovò nel 1928. È fatto di un minerale che non si trova sulla Terra.
Blocco 5 posizionato.
75%.
Blocco 6 pronto. Blocco 6 posizionato.
Non eravamo mai riusciti ad andare oltre nella sequenza.
Blocco 7 è pronto.
Non possiamo controllo normale.
Pronto, attivato.
Blocco 7 è posizionato.
Terrificante.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.